Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And well, we're looking forward to a great day today. And of course, Mother's Day only 2 days away. We invite you out to our services on Sunday, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and we'll have a special gift for not only the mothers, but every lady present. Something you'll enjoy and be a keepsake for you. And just to show a little bit of our appreciation for mothers and the role, I'm so thankful for my mom. She's in heaven, and along with my dad, and I'm so grateful for the upbringing I had and for the input that my mother had in my life, and I praise the Lord for that. If your mother's still here with you on earth, I hope you'll give her love and attention and the honor that you should on Mother's Day. And we invite you out 9:30, 10:30, 5:30 Sunday evening for the evening service, and Lord willing, Sunday evening, we'll have one of our missionaries from the Philippines, Pastor Rioleto, will be with us and just reporting in and show us what God's been doing there with him in his area of the Philippines. So we'll have a great day Sunday, and we look forward to the Lord's Day together with the people of God. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Beginning in verse number 22, the Bible says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I want to talk to you a little bit today about that little phrase, walked with God. What does it mean to walk with God? Well, let me start by saying, you know, once you begin your Christian life, your Christian walk, as it were, by receiving Christ as your Savior, you realize you have three enemies. The Bible makes it clear that we have the world, the flesh, and the devil. Those are the enemies of the believer. The world, what is used by the world is the pace of this world, the speed of the world, the busyness of the world. The flesh is our own weaknesses, how easily we give in to what the body wants. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm sleepy, I'm lustful. Whatever it is, we're so easy. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And then, of course, the devil with his deceitfulness. The devil's a liar, and he tells you lies. You don't have time, you're too busy, you can't possibly get it done. Oh, just fill your mind with lies. And so we're always battling. That's why the Bible says we're in a warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so these are our enemy. And yet the way to defeat the enemy is to walk with God. Walk means take repeated steps in the same direction. Well, how do I take repeated steps in the same direction as God? Can I help you today? I'll give you some helpful suggestions, helpful hints, if you will, on walking with God. Number one, you must slow down. Do you ever notice how slowly nature moves? From a sunrise to a sunset is usually at least 12 hours, sometimes longer as we head into different parts of the year, summer, fall, winter, spring. Expectancy, when a lady's expecting a child, 9 months it takes for birth to come. It's been 4,000 years or so since the creation. It's been 2,000 years or so from Christ till now. 4,000 from creation to Christ, and now 2,000 from Christ to now. You know what I understand is God's never in a hurry. God's never in a rush. God's not bound by time. We are, but God isn't. And so if we're going to learn to walk with God, we have to slow down. You can't get in a hurry and be with God. Read slowly. You don't read the Bible like you read any other book. You read the Bible slowly. You read it deliberately. You pray slowly. If I'm going to walk with God, I must slow my pace down. I must do it on purpose. I must slow my mind down. How many times have I had people say, "Oh, preacher, my mind's just racing. Thoughts are just racing through my mind." Well, that's not of the Lord. God's never in a hurry. "Great peace have they which love thy law. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee." So he says, it's the peace of God that passes all understandings. We'll keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Slow down. Number two, develop the art of listening. Deuteronomy 5, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Jesus would say, you hath ears to hear, let him hear. When Elijah had the whirlwind and the earthquake, but it was a still small voice that was God speaking to him. That's why it's called a quiet time. That's why Jesus said in Matthew, you go into your prayer closet. You're getting rid of the distractions. You're getting rid of the interference. You're getting rid of the things that would draw your attention away. Turn off the radio. Turn off the iPad or the iPod. Turn off the CDs. Turn off the MP3. Turn off the television. Turn off your phone and just have quiet, quiet time with God. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. How often are we just still and listening in the quiet to the Spirit of God? You have to develop the art of listening. That's why Jesus would say, give them ears to hear what the Spirit would say to the church. All right? You must slow down. Number two, you must develop the art of listening. Number three, you must become spiritually sensitive. Surround yourself with people who desire spiritual things. You have to, the principle is if they don't love God, they're not going to help me serve God. So I want to be around people who want to love the Lord. You become like those you run around. You become like those you spend time with. So if I'm to learn to listen to God, then I must listen to those who have listened to God. If you have a pastor or a parent or a Sunday school teacher who will guide you and direct you and lead you, listen to them. Where are they leading you to? They're leading you to God. They're leading you to listen to God. They're leading you to have a walk with God. They're trying to help you to get to know God. And so choose the right people, those who live godly, and those who want to instruct you in the things of God. Paul would say, be ye followers of me, even as I follow Christ. That's the kind of leader you want. Number four, as you're closer to the Spirit, you'll be tested more severely. You know, Luke chapter 4 is a very interesting passage. Jesus has been in the wilderness. And in fact, note Luke 3, he gets baptized first. He's baptized by John. And the Bible says, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. That's where he was baptized. And verse 1 says, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. He was led by the Spirit, but he was tempted in the wilderness. You see, Satan would love to break that fellowship you have with God. Satan would love to break that closeness you have with God. Now, you can't have your soul because Christ has that. And no man's able to pluck it out of his hand. But he'll use all that's in the world. What is all that's in the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And so when the temptation comes, Jesus answered him with the word of God. Oh, stay with the word. Stay with the Spirit of God. When we talked earlier about surrounding yourself with people who are godly, hey, that includes the people of the Bible. Keep yourself in the word of God. Why? The words that Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So you stay in God's word. So when Satan comes, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And you use the word of God. Listen, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done unto you. But you have to allow the word of God to abide in you, to live in you. As you're closer to the Spirit and you're closer walk with God, you're going to be tested more severely. Satan's going to try to disrupt that union. He's going to disrupt that relationship you have with God. And so listen to the Spirit of God through the Word of God. So we said you have to slow down. We said you have to develop the art of listening. We said you have to become spiritually sensitive and surround yourself with people who desire spiritual things. We said you have to realize as you get closer, you're going to be tested severely. Number five, you'll be more confident that you are a child of God. The Bible says his Spirit, Romans 8:16, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And rid yourself of distractions. If you don't, you're going to miss the confirmation of the Spirit of God. The Spirit is there to assure us that we belong to him. He is one there to comfort us, to give us that needed assurance. You don't need another profession. You just need the assurance of the Spirit of God that you are a child of God. And as you learn to know God, and as you learn to take repeated steps in the same direction as God, you'll learn you are a child of God. And so, listen, you can be confident in that thing. There's nothing that will separate you from the love of Christ. There's nothing you can do. I tell people all the time, they get saved. I say, now, the Bible says we are all the children of God. And we've heard that, haven't we? Galatians 3:26. But the verse doesn't stop there. You're all the children of God, Galatians 3:26 says, by faith in Christ Jesus. So I'll tell the new Christian, I said, when did you become a child of God? And they'll say, when I put my faith in Christ Jesus. That's right. So now you're a child of God. You were born into his family. Here's the thing. You have two choices. You can so live to make God pleased with you, and he can look down and say, that's my child. Or you can so live to make God ashamed of you, and he'd have to look down and say, yeah, that's my child. But one thing can't change. You're God's child. I have two boys and a daughter and a girl, and listen, they're all grown now, and they could so live to make me so pleased that they're my son or they're my daughter, and they could live that I'd be ashamed to say that. But you know what can't change? They're my sons and they're my daughter. That can never change. Why? They were born to me. And my friend, you were born to God, and you can't change that. That's irreversible. You are in the family of God. I hope you're confident about that. And then lastly, you'll live by the law of love. When you learn to walk with God, you'll live by the law of love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. But it all starts with love. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And so you'll live by the law of love. Loving God, loving time with God, loving the people of God, loving the leadership that the Lord has in your life, the authorities he puts in your life, loving your spouse, loving your children, loving the Word of God, loving the preaching of the Word of God. Love, that will be the law of your life. That'll be how you live. God is love. And if God is in me, then I will love. Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples because you have love one to another. So let's review. What do I got to do to walk with God like Enoch did? He walked with God. Well, you got to slow down. You have to develop the art of listening. You have to become spiritually sensitive. You have to remember that the closer you get to God, the more severely you're going to be tested. And you have to be around people who desire spiritual things. Be confident that you're God's child and live by the law of love. Walk with God this week. Walk with God. Get to know him. Take repeated steps in the same direction with God. You know, it's a shame to have a father and not know what he's like. Get to know him today. He desires to walk with you and to walk with me. Let's walk with him today. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Looking forward to a great Mother's Day this Sunday. Hey, 1 week from tomorrow is the Fun Fest, the Community Food and Fun Fest, right here at Bible Baptist Church. And I hope you can come out and join us and come up and say hello. Say, hey, we listen to you on the radio, and come on and meet me. I'd love to meet radio listeners, and it'd be a joy to have you be our guest and get some good food to eat and play some carnival games. Bring the kids, bring the grandkids, bring the neighbor kids, bring whoever you want, but come on out and join us on Saturday, May the 20th. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day together, and I hope you'll be able to do that. All right? Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll look forward to being back with you on the broadcast on Monday. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.